Good evening. I'm Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW from Blenheim.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
I'm Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for February 2018. Good evening everyone and welcome to our first broadcast for 2018. Leading tonight's official broadcast is Presidential Comment. Here's our NZART President, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Stuart?
Good evening, everyone. The new year has started well with access beginning in late January to the new 60-metre band. Our 60-metre team successfully negotiated band access with Radio Spectrum Management and the New Zealand Defence Force, the primary user in New Zealand of the spectrum, to two channels in the band. Access is for a 12-month trial period to prove that we can operate without causing interference to the primary user. We hope that a successful trial will result in ongoing and possibly increased access to spectrum at 60 metres, so it is essential that we operate here with care. If you'd like to be active on 60 metres, please go to the NZART website and find the section that details the operation frequencies, modes and restrictions. You must download the form provided and complete it and send it to Debbie at headquarters. The form includes an agreement that you will adhere to the operating rules. This access has taken quite a while, which I appreciate has been frustrating for many of you, but as we have a secondary allocation only, we were allowed access entirely at the goodwill of the primary user. You will have read in the last break-in of 2018 that Jeff Sayer has retired after 12 years' service as the ARC National Director. Applications for the resulting vacancy close on March the 1st, and the job description is available from Debbie at headquarters. Next year will be an election year for our council and president. Nominations close at the end of this year, with the election in early 2019 and any changeover occurring in the annual general meeting of that year. You might think this is a bit early to be raising this, but in recent years we have been struggling to fill council positions, so I am giving you plenty of time to consider running for NZART office. Technical expertise is not the most important skill required. We are looking for amateurs with vision and drive and good organisational abilities. Please give time to think if you have what it takes and consider putting your name forward later in the year. Feel free to contact Debbie at NZART headquarters or myself for more information. Finally tonight, there will be registration details appearing soon for this year's annual general meeting and conference in Dunedin. Please support our Otago amateur colleagues and register for what I'm sure will be a great event. Good night and thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Stuart, the President of NZART, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Next Saturday, the 3rd of March, that's the date for the annual Te Puke Amateur Radio Club Market Day. The venue, the Paengaroa Community Hall, 4 Old Coach Road in Paengaroa. The venue opens at 6:30 a.m. with good food and hot breakfasts available from 7:30 a.m. The sale, it commences at 10 a.m. There'll be a Waro get-together starting at 10:30 a.m. Table costs are $20 per table pre-booked or $25 on the day, or $12 for half a table that will cost $15 on the day. Remember, motorhome parking is available. Please advise the organisers by phone or email. Now for further information and table bookings, phone 07 533 1029. 07 533 1029, or email sidrow@extra.co.nz. sidrow@extra.co.nz. So that's the annual Te Puke Amateur Radio Club Market Day at Paengaroa next Saturday, the 3rd of March. Onwards now to Upper Hutt, and it's a very good evening to NZART Business Manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone, for the first time in 2018. The beginning of February certainly was busier than I imagined, with all the 60-metre sub-licence applications. Please be assured, if I have received your application, it will have been processed, which is confirmed by return email advising the login of your details on the NZART webpage. If in doubt, check this list first. For any technical matters, contact Phil Holliday, ZL3PAH, who is the team leader of the sub-licence project. referrals details can be found on the webpage under NZART Council, or contact me. It's coming up to that time of year already when I place a call to you all for any nominations for awards to be presented at the upcoming AGM, this year to be hosted by Otago Branch in Mosgiel. NZART has several awards, giving an opportunity to recognise those in your branch who have contributed to amateur radio both within the branch, nationally or internationally. Awards such as Amateur of the Year, Young Amateur of the Year, the ZR1HV Memorial Award, or Life Membership all offer you a chance to say thank you to someone. So time to put your thinking caps on. Well, that's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
And thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART Business Manager. The Hawke's Bay Hamfest 2018 is being held on Saturday 7th of April at the Napier Aero Club, Watchman Road, Napier Airport. Now, space is limited, so booking a seat is essential. If you're planning to attend the Hamfest, be sure to contact the Secretary of Napier Branch 25, Carl Mathis, ZL1TJ. You can contact him at 06-845-4372, 06-845-4372, or drop him an email, carl@waspnet.co.nz, carl@waspnet.co.nz. The proposed programme for the Hamfest looks like this. At 9 a.m, an opening and welcome by the Napier Amateur Radio Club President, Dave ZL2MQ. At 10 past 9, Con ZL2AFP gives a presentation about the lower frequencies. That's below 630 kilohertz. Morning tea, 10 o'clock. 10:15, Ray ZL2RAY talks of lightning, static discharge, bonding and earthing. And at 11 a.m, the NZART Administration Liaison Officer, Don Wallace ZL2TLL, speaks of international amateur radio. To 11:30, Dr. Gary Hinson, ZL2IFB, presents Logbook of the World. This is followed at 12 midday by Dave ZL2MQ with information on the Napier Amateur Radio Club project, a high-performance SWR and power meter. It's a break for lunch, 12:30 through 1:30. The afternoon commences with Holger ZL2IO and a presentation about station automation. This is followed at 2 o'clock by Xenia ZL4YL with details of CW skimmer operation. To 2:30, Errol ZL2IT talks of radio experiments and is followed at 3 p.m. by Dr. Gary Hinson ZL2IFB and the FT8 digital mode. At 4 o'clock, a social hour, the bar opens, the Hamfest concludes at 6 p.m. with a buffet dinner for those interested at the Napier RSA. That's the Hawke's Bay Hamfest 2018 on Saturday the 7th of April. Now, an additional note to that Hamfest information, one of the keynote speakers, Dr. Gary Hinson, ZL2IFB, is the newly appointed ARRL DXCC card checker for the North Island. Now, Gary would be pleased to check and validate cards on the spot at the Hamfest or collect them there, check them at home and post them back, whichever works best. If you'd like to discuss this opportunity, you can contact Gary ZL2IFB at 06-874-3344. 06-874-3344. Time now on the broadcast for Waro News, and it's a very good evening to Rosemary ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. It's good to be back on the official broadcast, and I reckon it's going to be a busy year for Wales, judging by the list of happenings that I have to tell you about. All ladies are invited to get together during the Te Puke Radio Club's annual market day at Paengaroa on Saturday, March the 3rd. Meet in the usual room about 10:30 a.m. for morning tea and chat. Wales do not have to be WARO members to attend this informal gathering. The Thelma Super Memorial Contest will be held on the nights of Saturday the 14th and Sunday the 15th of April this year, just 2 hours each night from 1900 to 2100 hours. Details are in January-February break-in and the December 2017 bulletin, They're also on the Warra webpage at www.qsl.net/NZWarro and click on contest. Contacts made during the Thelma Super Memorial Contest can also count towards various Warra awards. I enjoyed attending a Warra get-together in Auckland on the Saturday of anniversary weekend. There were 6 YLs and 3 OMs from quite a wide area of Auckland, and we spent a very pleasant afternoon together. These get-together events are very worthwhile, and we hope that YLs and other areas will organise similar events. Don't forget the Warra 80-metre net on Monday nights. Start time is 2000 hours and the frequency 3.695 MHz. Any lady who's a licensed amateur radio operator is welcome to check into this net. They do not have to be a Warra member. That's all from Warra for this month, Jim. Good night, everyone.
And thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Warra, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Remember, it's never too early to plan for your attendance of the NZART conference. The 2018 conference is to be held over Queen's Birthday weekend, that's the 2nd and 3rd of June, and will be hosted by Otago Branch 30 and held at Burns Lodge, Church Street in Mosgiel. See the details on page 39 of your Jan-Feb break-in. Book your travel now, get the best deals. NZART Conference 2018 in Dunedin over Queen's Birthday weekend. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, Branch News, here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to another roundup from around your branches for the new year in 2018. And we start with the Whangarei Amateur Radio Club, where the March meeting is on Wednesday the 7th, and that'll see as a guest speaker the evergreen Dr. Gary Bold, ZL1AN, also known as the Morse Man. And that meeting will be held at the club rooms in Heritage Park in Whangarei, starting at 7:30pm. Now down to the Hutt Valley Branch 18, where the next meeting is on Monday, March the 5th. This will see a visit to the Harbour Master radio station, so see your newsletter for details. Also, there's an afternoon meeting on Wednesday, February the 28th, at the club rooms in the Philip Evans Reserve, starting 1:30pm. To Wellington Branch 50 NZART, the club's annual general meeting will be held on Wednesday the 21st of March at the Lutheran Church Hall, which is in King Street in Mount Cook, Wellington, starting at 7:30pm. Now some information on the combined Marlborough Branch 22 and Nelson Branch 26 barbecue. This will be held on Saturday, March the 10th at Carluke Hall in Rye Valley, starting from 12:30pm. If you're not sure of the location, have a look at your branch newsletter for detailed directions. Now the clubs will be providing meats, breads, onions and so on, but please bring a salad or dessert to share, as well as your plates and so on. There's a fully stocked kitchen there for hot water. And don't forget to bring your handheld along for the fox hunt. Lunch is usually ready by 12:30pm. For any other information, contact Topsy Scott for Nelson or Carol Simpson for Blenheim. And finally, we go to South Otago Branch 35, which will be having its annual picnic on Sunday, March the 11th at Naish Park, Charlotte Street in Balclutha. Everyone is welcome, and the start time is 10:30am. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. And before concluding tonight, a note from NZART's VHF, UHF, SHF records coordinator, John Wysocki, ZL2TWS. John advises that the latest addition to the records list for 2017 was Dave ZL2MQ of Napier, who on the 6th of December 2017 worked Dan HB9Q via EME on the 23cm band using JT65C modulation. Look for more details of this 23cm QSO and the full list of records for the 2017 year in your next issue of Break In. And news in this week of a new 47 GHz record just 3 weeks ago. On the 5th of February, a new 47 GHz SSB record was set between Simons ZL 1SWW and Allen VK3 XPD Slant ZL. The record was set from Rodney Road Ridge, Cape Rodney, at 403 metres ASL to One Tree Hill, Auckland, at 184 metres ASL, a distance of 68 kilometres. The antennas were dishes with 36 dBi gain and were used each way, giving received signal strengths of up to S8. ZL 1SWW was running 0.12 milliwatts and VK3 XPD Slant ZL was running 24 milliwatts transmitter power. And that information from John ZL 2TWS. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL 6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday the 25th of March. This is ZL 6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for February 2018. Good night, everyone. Good night now.